Lake Leatherwood City Park is a jewel of a place. The lake's emerald blue waters are embraced by steep forested mountains. Next to the swimming beach is a boat dock stocked with canoes to rent. Up a meandering stone path, you'll find a WPA-era bathhouse. There's also a volleyball court, swing sets, and plenty of shaded picnic tables with fixed grills. Lake Leatherwood also provides cabins to rent if you wish to stay the night. In recent years, it's gone multi-use with baseball and soccer fields, along with 20 miles of beautiful hiking and cycling trails. One trail, which traces around the lake, leads to an immense hand-cut stone dam constructed in the 1940s by the Civilian Conservation Corps. You can walk across the top of it to watch the sparkling water cascade 100 feet down into a ravine far below. But Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Director Bruce Levine says, aside from the occasional music festival or bicycle race, the park's not used enough. One adventure company has pitched building a zip line, but that's still under review. Levine believes ecotourism is the ticket, so he's writing a $100,000 grant proposal to improve the ecological resources at the park. He spoke from his office located in a 120-year-old log cabin near downtown Eureka Springs.
We had an invitation from Arkansas Parks and Tourism, which is administrating a grant from the Game and Fish Commission. They asked us, because they knew of Lake Leatherwood City Park, they knew it was abundant in wildlife, and we are just thrilled. We can improve our accesses in the form of a bridge, handicap parking, trail reroutes to make the trails more accessible.
So visitors can also get to more remote places to view nature. Author and noted medicinal and aromatic plant specialist Stephen Foster serves on the Parks Commission and supports natural history at Lake Leatherwood. He says the park holds a wealth of wildlife, plants, and trees, which are all part of the commons.
Okay, so for parks wisdom, I often turn to one of our retirees in the area, Will LePage, and Will was a professor of park management at the University of Maine before he retired here. He was also the director of New Hampshire's state parks and historic sites for over 10 years and served on a presidential commission for America and the outdoors. He said something a couple of weeks ago at a parks meeting that has rattled like a mantra in my head since, and that is, without knowledge, there is no appreciation. Without appreciation, there is no conservation.
Wildlife interpretation and physical observation posts are part of the plan, some even placed on the lake, says Bruce Levine.
Floating piers out there at the lake were someone who, essentially to create a water trail where people could get on in a canoe or a kayak, go around the lake, stop at these piers. If they want to, they'll be able to get off, relax, and then it'll have a spur to any part of the trail where they want to go on the trail, walk around a little bit, come back, get back in their canoe, and then go around the entire lake, and that's our water trail.
Levine says young people will have an opportunity to see any number of nearly 200 different kinds of birds counted at the park.
We have bears, mountain lions, hogs, possums, everything that you would expect in a nature preserve we have, because we basically have a nature preserve out there.
Lake Leatherwood is also home to lots of white-tailed deer, wild turkey, bobcat, and a reptile, the eastern collared lizard. Early settlers referred to them as mountain boomers, but no one seems to know exactly why. It's the state's largest lizard, but rare in Arkansas, listed as in need of conservation by the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. Levine became aware of the boomer 4 years ago when someone delivered him a photograph.
I personally have not seen one yet, but I'm going out to find him if I have to wait out all night and see him, because I'm excited about seeing him. evidently funny little critters. They get up on their rear legs and they run, just like an old, like a you'd expect a dinosaur to.
The speckled emerald green males with large heads, big yellow feet, long tails, and a very painful bite can grow up to a foot long and are adorned with bands of tangerine red and black. We observed them at Leatherwood last June. They inhabit just one place, the old stone quarry on the east side of the lake, from which huge chunks of stone were cut for the dam. What remains is a smooth, long white limestone shelf surrounded by red cedar trees. Rocks strewn around the place serve as their summer perches. They love the heat. But because the quarry is slowly being consumed by shade forest, Levine's been advised to hand clear and perhaps burn some of the eastern collared lizard's sun-drenched habitat and post interpretation for hikers who pass through. Only a few were aware of the boomer's existence on the park until a story broke in the local paper 3 weeks ago. One scientist has been quietly monitoring the lizard for the past 6 years. Dr. Stephen Beaupre is a University of Arkansas biology professor who specializes in reptiles. In an email for this story, Beaupre said he was surprised to learn the park may feature the lizard and is worried about poaching once the location is disclosed. Collared lizards are coveted as exotic pets. And now that he's learned about the location, Professor Matthew Gifford, UALR biologist, plans to come up next summer with some students to get a clear census of the boomers. In an email, he too expressed concern about poachers, but says one of the best ways to aid in conservation is public education and awareness. Eureka Springs resident Chris Fisher slowly walks through a glade leading to the quarry on a recent Sunday morning. He's a local conservationist. Several brown prairie lizards lounging in the warming sun eye him as he passes by. A few skinks skitter about, but boomers, which thrive in 100-degree temperatures, are already headed toward hibernation. Standing in the middle of the quarry, Fisher says it's wrong to use the boomer as bait.
I mean, are we talking about putting red lipstick on this creature and parading it around like a whore because it can stand up and act like a Tyrannosaurus Rex? Or are we gonna give it the dignity it deserves and figure out how to best approach its domain? Let's first understand what its domain is all about and what it needs before we go off on implementing recreational infrastructure.
Chris Fisher says before any more development takes place at Lake Leatherwood, a master plan is required. The Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Commission, in fact, has mandated the Leatherwood Committee to submit a master plan by September of next year. As part of that process, Parks Director Bruce Levine says the commission will solicit public input through a series of town meetings. The grant proposal, however, to develop the ecological resources on the park will be submitted later this month. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.